and welcome, peoples of the interwebs. Tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Hell yeah, welcome.
Welcome. Second episode of spooky season.
Yes, super spook season.
Yes. And we are covering the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, also the second movie of the Firefly trilogy, The Devil's Rejects from 2005.
Yes. I have words about this one.
Ultimately, I'm okay with this. It's not great, but it's not the worst. It's very middle of the road. It's entertaining to me.
This was not for me. This was like, nah. This is like one I don't think I'll revisit kind of thing. Which is really such a bummer, because I do really like the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This one was uncomfortable.
I could see how it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
But I don't give a shit.
I will say, like, the last part of it, very good. I like that. But the first 75% of the movie, I really hate.
And we'll get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kelly, let's hit us with our cast.
Sweet. So, first is Sid Haig. He plays Captain Spaulding. He's also known as Cutter in this movie. So, they listed that. But Bill Moseley is Otis Driftwood.
The Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Bill Moseley.
Sherry Moon Zombie is Vera Ellen Baby Firefly. William Forsythe is Sheriff John Quincy Wydell. Ken Foray is Charlie Altamont. Matthew McGrory is Tiny Firefly. Leslie Easterbrook is Mother Firefly. Dave Sheridan is Officer Ray Dobson. E.G. Daly is Candy. Jeffrey Lewis is Roy Sullivan. Priscilla Barnes is Gloria Sullivan. Kate Norby is Windy Banjo. Lou Temple is Adam Banjo. And Danny Trejo is Rondo Machete.
That's about half the cast, but those are the most, like, important people.
And, of course, written and directed by Rob Zombie.
Yes! I love him.
I mean, he's great.
He's such a character.
He's really fun to watch in interviews, actually.
Yeah.
He's so chill. He's so even-keeled. Like, I imagine as a director, he would be a pretty cool person to work underneath. Like,
oh, yeah. Absolutely. If I had the opportunity, I definitely would work for Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. All right. So, the plot. The series of events, if you will. It's picking up 7 months after the Halloween sacrifices of the first movie. So it's in May 18th, 1978.
Okay.
And we have the sheriff department all converging on the Firefly house.
Yeah.
Where they are accusing them, which rightfully so, who are responsible for 75 homicides and disappearances in the past several years.
Yeah, they started off with the newspaper clippings of some of the people from the first movie that are dead, and yeah, not so good.
Yeah, that we know are dead.
Yeah, yes.
We watched it happen in the first movie.
Yes.
So, the family armed themselves and they put on, like, makeshift, like, armor.
Yeah, like, bulletproof shields and stuff like that.
Like, just very makeshift.
Oh,
very,
yes.
Very do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
And they start firing at the officers. Now, poor Rufus gets killed.
Oh, he does. Murdered.
Yeah. Well, in the first film, he was the tow truck half-brother.
Kind of the hunky guy.
Yeah.
Nice to look at.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he gets killed. And Mother Firefly, trying to commit suicide, ran out of bullets before that could happen. And gets taken into custody.
Yeah.
Otis and Baby manage to escape out the back. Tiny is nowhere there. Because he was out in the woods dragging a body around.
Yeah, which wasn't Matthew McGrory when they shot that. Because he had injured his ankle or something like that and couldn't actually film the scene. I believe he died, like, right after this was released.
Couple
right?
weeks, yeah. Sad panda.
Mm.
But Otis and Baby, they steal a car. They kill the driver, and they go to a rundown motel and try to get a hold of good old Captain Spaulding,
mm-hmm.
which we find out in this movie that Spaulding is Baby's
dad. Yep.
And at the hotel, at the motel, I should say, Otis and Baby run into a traveling
band.
Band.
Yeah.
Folk band.
Yeah.
Like blues, bluegrass type, folky
banjo
looking band.
Yeah.
And they take them hostage.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Baby kind of seduces Roy and then makes Roy take her to the room.
Yeah. And they have four of the five.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fifth member went off to get some beef jerky at the gas station.
Brian?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get... I have his name.
Or is that
name.
The actor's name?
I think that's the actor's name. But I think I have him somewhere in here.
Okay.
But they kidnap and hold hostage the four of them.
Yeah.
One of them, completely naked. One just came out of the shower.
Yep, full nude.
Full nude. And they're like, we're gonna hide out in here. We're all gonna become pals.
While they're waiting for Captain Spaulding. Because Captain Spaulding is part two of the getaway plan.
Yes.
And they need him in order to...
Well, they want to keep the family together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dad,
they're like Fast and Furious family. They're ride or die.
I just recently rewatched the first one. Oh, my Lord.
They're so good, Christy.
It is my boy's guilty pleasure movie.
I understand. It is good. I like those movies. They're entertaining.
They are entertaining. I do agree with that.
You don't watch them for the reality. You also watch them for R.I.P. Paul Walker, but Paul Walker's eyes.
He do have them gorgeous eyes.
But we're not talking about Fast and Furious.
I'm sure you wish we were talking about Fast.
I wish we were.
It's not a horror movie, Kelly.
I know, but this one just,
So, they're holding them at gunpoint, and their roadie comes back.
Yeah.
From getting the beef jerky. This is my favorite kill, because it's very unexpected. And
it is, it's so
sudden.
Quick, yeah.
It's very quick, and I love it. But Otis shoots their roadie in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Brutally.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's a good shot.
It also, like, immediately establishes how psychotic and brutal that they can be.
Yeah, especially Otis and Baby. They were, like, the top-notch
psychos
of the family.
Yeah. Mother Firefly's a little crazy.
Now, I will point this out. A lot of the blood effects in this are not practical.
Yeah, so Rob Zombie wanted to do them practically, specifically using, like, 70s-style effects that were available back then, but due to time constraint and, I think, budget reasons, they couldn't.
Yeah, which I get, and they did an okay job with their CGI.
Yeah, I watched, so there's a documentary out there, I think it's part of the Blu-ray.
30 Days of Hell.
Yeah, and it's about the making of the Devil's Rejects, and they were going through some of that, they were talking about how they CGI'd a knife into Priscilla Barnes, which we'll talk about later, who plays Gloria, but you can very clearly see when they were pointing it out that it's not real.
Right.
So I think if I were to watch again, and which I don't want to, but if I were going to...
I'll watch it again.
And kind of pay attention more to that stuff, I think it would be very obvious that some of the effects are not real.
Yeah. So, we have a growing kill count already. This ups the ante on the kill count compared to the first movie. I'm just... Spoiler alert. It happens. Otis decides that he's going to do some sexual assault.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is very rough to watch.
Yeah, and Bill Moseley, who plays Otis, had a really tough time.
Yeah, but the actress said that she felt safe. And
yeah.
She actually had a very good time on set.
Yeah.
And she...
They were okay.
Yeah. Everybody did that very safely and consensually. It was just...
Very disturbing to watch on screen.
Correct.
Which was the point, but meh.
Yeah. And there's, like, a line that Bill said that Rob told him that art is...
Art is difficult or art is hard or something.
Art is difficult. So, they sucked it up and got the shot. Cool. Good for them.
Yay.
But Otis is just like, we need some more guns. So, he's going to take Adam and Roy out into the desert and dig up
some guns they have stashed.
So, Baby's gonna keep an eye on the two ladies.
Gloria and Wendy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so Otis drives them to pick up the buried weapons. Mm-hmm. And they're like, sorry. What's going to happen after we dig up these guns? He's like, well, that's the end.
Yeah.
That's the end of the road for you. And they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, thankfully, these two do fight back.
Yeah, and they do.
The choreography was done with the intent of, like, them being violent, but also not
like, Hollywood.
Staged.
Yeah.
Which is really well done, in my opinion.
It is a good fight scene. There's no punches thrown, either, which was something they were avoiding. It's brutal. This is also brutal.
Yes. Also, top on the gore chart for me.
This is
just because it's a brutal one.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't gotten to one of the deaths that I thought was going to be your favorite.
I mean, there's a lot of favorites, but I like the surprise impact of the roadie. My number two is coming up.
Yeah, it should be. I was going to say.
You know my number two.
I mean, yeah, it has to be.
So, they have that scuffle. Otis wins, killing Roy and Adam, and cuts off Adam's face.
As he does.
It's a signature.
Callback to the first movie.
Yeah, they enjoy cutting off people's faces.
Yeah.
So, he gets all that and heads back to the motel. While that is happening, Wendy and Gloria are dealing with Baby. Baby won't let one of them go use the restroom unless they slap the other one.
Yes.
Once she's satisfied with that, she allows one to go use the restroom, but then realizes that they're trying to escape and whatnot. So Baby throws a knife into I think, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
No, Gloria.
Into
Gloria. And Wendy tries to run out. And she didn't get caught.
By Captain Spaulding, who had a quick little side thing about him coming over to the motel and he had to steal a car. And he attacked, he basically attacked a mom and son to get a car.
Yeah.
Who happens to be PJ Souls, who was in, like, a whole bunch of stuff, Halloween. And
yep. Most of the, like, background actors or, like, deaths in this are actors who previously were in Rob Zombie movies or other horror movies, especially the Halloween remake of Rob Zombie.
Yes. Yep.
So, fun fact.
Hey.
So, they're like, okay, well, what are we gonna do with Wendy here? Because Otis comes back.
Yeah.
And is all bloody, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we have a good idea. So they string up Wendy and put the cut-up face on her.
Of her husband.
Yep. And when the maid comes to clean the house, the room, she finds Wendy strung up.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy starts running around trying
hysterically.
But of course, to the maid, she sees someone with all covered in blood.
Yeah, with
she
a bloody face.
She saw three dead bodies, bloody face on. And so Wendy runs out into the middle of the road and gets hit by a truck.
Yes.
This is second favorite.
This is, if I had a favorite kill in this movie, it would be this one.
It's very, like, Zombieland-esque to me.
It's
like Zombie Kill of the Week type of feel.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I appreciate it, but it's also like, aw. Like, gosh dang it.
And it's just so out of left field.
Yeah, like, it is. Because they're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
On a long, long strip of land, but
yeah. So, our three psychopaths, they take the band's van.
Mm-hmm.
And they're driving along, and it's very family-esque, very reminiscent of, like, the setup of Texas Chainsaw, where we had all the kids in the van. But, of course, this movie is trying to humanize the family.
Yep.
Whether you agree with that or not, doesn't matter. That's the point of what they're trying to get across here.
They want to make them likable, at
least. Baby and Spaulding want to stop for ice cream. So they have this huge fight with Otis and starts chanting Tutti fucking Fruity.
Yeah.
Which, that is very family-esque. Mm-hmm. Like, we want ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
And, like, the dad figure, like, no, fuck you. You don't get any ice cream. I see no ice cream in your fucking future.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're going to get some ice cream.
Yeah. And they do.
They do. So, they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they make a call. And they are going to head on over to one of Spalding's friends.
Yeah. I don't remember his friend's name.
Is it? No, it's not Wydell. It's, Charlie.
Yes, you're right. Yep.
So, they make it to the brothel.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's what it is. And they are going to go ham. They're going to party. They have found their new extended family.
Yeah, because Captain Spaulding's friends with the pimp who owns the brothel.
Yeah. Which I like Charlie. Charlie
I do too.
I like Charlie's character a lot.
I do too. And in the background of all this going on, we have Rydell, who is the sheriff,
mm-hmm.
who is looking to avenge his brother's death from the first movie by literally murdering the entire Firefly clan.
He's trying. So he's interrogating Mama Firefly.
Yeah.
She's not having any of it. And then it's like the whole party montage.
Yeah.
Then he goes back to interrogate her and he guts Mama Firefly.
Yes, he do.
Yeah. Very, like, intimately. It was very strange.
Well, he got up close and personal because her whole thing is that she's very sexual.
Well,
so
yeah,
because like
she's got all these half-children.
Yeah, so she kind of walks up and is, like, up in his face. Like, I think he wanted her to feel like she was in control.
Yeah, and then just immediately took it away from her.
Yeah.
Which, and it was also trying to show, like, Wydell also losing his sanity.
He is, he's
and turning
to be.
Into a monster.
Yep.
But, like, he's on a revenge path. Against psychopaths that killed, confirmed 25 to 20, or 78 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Including his brother.
Yeah. So.
And she even, like, she had photos in one of, they had a bunch of, like, albums of
yeah.
all the kills that they
of
had
Of course,
done.
It's a scrapbook. Mama's
yeah.
got a scrapbook.
So Mama pulls out the scrapbook of her, of his brother, and shows him mutilated pictures of his corpse, of
mm-hmm.
things that they did to him after he died. And
yep. bro.
yeah.
So, now we cut back to the Fireflies. They're still having a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. And Baby's finding, like, she's connecting with the hookers.
Yeah.
The prostitutes,
she
sex
has
workers. She has friends that she's relating to. Otis is finding
pleasure.
Alive women to have sex with
yeah.
instead of necrophilia. And Spaulding and Curly are doing coke in the living room.
Yeah.
It's a grand old time.
So, Rydell has chased down two of his best men.
Yes.
Two machete.
machete!
And to basically act as bounty hunters for
yeah.
the Firefly family. The three of them.
Yeah. And it's the next morning, and Charlie goes out to get some chickens.
I mean, you do.
Has a whole beef with the guy selling the chickens.
Well, he basically went into detail about having sex with the chickens.
The guy selling the chicken went into detail about having sex with the chicken. And
yeah.
Charlie's like, you accuse me of cutting up chicken, putting my dick in it,
yeah.
and whittling around going, ah, fuck you.
Yeah.
and takes the two chickens. He's like, we're not buying chickens from them again.
yeah.
And then Charlie and Wydell
Have a meeting,
and Wydell threatens Charlie
mm-hmm.
To set up and give up the Firefly family.
Yes. Yep.
So, with the help of the Unholy Two, the sheriff take the family by force
mm-hmm.
that night.
Yep.
Charlie, of course, is looking very guilty as fuck.
Yeah, and Otis and Baby never really trusted Charlie to begin with, because they just don't know him. So,
yeah.
they kind of blame Spaulding here a little bit, which, I mean, I would too, like.
Yeah, you told us that he was our uncle, and now he's stabbing
now
us in the back.
Yeah, now he gave us up for some whatever, money, who knows.
Yeah. To save himself, essentially.
Yeah.
And Wydell takes the three back to the scene of the crime,
mm-hmm.
back to home.
Home base.
And he's going to torture them. How? By tying them up in chairs and literally pinning the pictures of their crimes to them.
Yeah.
With a
staple gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a staple gun.
It's pretty, It's pretty horrible. Sherry Moon Zombie, I think, had a lot of trouble filming these scenes, is what I was kind of reading.
I mean, it's very grueling. They were in a lot of heat and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very demanding movie.
Yeah, it's filmed in L.A. in the desert. Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah, so already being, like, physically drained and having to do all this gruesome stuff. Yeah, I could see how it's hard.
Yeah.
But he lets Baby go running around so he can hunt her down.
Like the bunnies.
Like the bunnies. So he's also imitating the run, rabbit, run type of situation.
He has lost his marbles.
He has. And Otis and Captain Spaulding are trying to kind of get out, but they can't.
And set the house on fire.
He set the house on fire. And who comes to say help but Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie gets Baby and he's like, hide in the car. I'm going to go get your brother and dad.
Mm-hmm.
But once he turns around, he gets killed.
Yep. Very, this is epic good. This is good too.
Yeah. And Baby's like, yep, nope, I can't stay in this car. I got to go. So she starts running.
Mm-hmm.
And
he chases her down.
Yes.
And he catches up to her.
Catches up to her, starts choking her out.
He's very close.
But we have one very important person missing from the family.
That I've been talking about all movie because we saw him and he just wasn't part of it. But it's Tiny.
Tiny!
It's my favorite member of the family.
Yeah. Tiny comes to save his half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, you know what? We're gonna go save the rest of the family. Gets him out, but then he goes back into the firehouse and does not come out.
Why? I mean, like, I know why they did it because, like, reality-wise, but, like, script-wise?
I think that's just his home, and he didn't want to leave his home.
So he sunk down with his ship?
Yeah. I guess so.
Okay.
I think that scene was initially supposed to be scripted for the first one.
Okay.
I know that there were parts that they talked about using for the first one, and they just ultimately didn't do.
Okay.
So, I think the burning of the house, they moved to the first, or the second movie.
Hmm. Okay.
I think. That's what I remember in an interview, but I could also be wrong on that, because I've listened to so much of this, it's all kind of blurred together.
Oh, I get it. It is. I mean, they are sequential, so... I mean, the third one, we'll go into it, obviously, next episode, but stands pretty separate from the first two, I think.
Yeah, and in my opinion, the third one is the weakest, but we'll get into that next episode.
We are going to have a whole conversation about the second one here at the end, but...
Okay, well, the three of them make it out. They're all bloody.
They are rough.
They get into a car.
Because, like, Captain Spaulding even was brutally, like, hit on the head a few times.
And Otis had a knife through his hand at one point.
Yeah, he crucified him, like, Jesus. Yeah. It's very, very brutal.
Yeah. So they get in Charlie's Cadillac, and they start driving down, and then Freebird starts playing.
And I mean the entirety of Freebird.
And Freebird's a long-ass fucking song.
It's like 7-9 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. So they're going through the, like, nice, peaceful portion, and right when it's gonna transition to, like, the really hardcore stuff of that song, they run into the police.
Yeah.
Who have all lined up on the road.
Yep.
And there's a huge shootout that happens between the Fireflies and the officers to that song.
Yeah, and as, like, in the beginning of that song, it's kind of peaceful and stuff, we're getting flashbacks, artistic flashbacks, I guess, of Baby Spaulding and Otis just, like, looking really good and laughing and stuff, which were actually taken of just, it was actually just them goofing around after, like, the final shoot that they decided to throw into the movie. Which is kind of cute, but, yeah, shootout, they don't look so good by the end of the shootout.
No. So, that is the end of this movie.
Yeah, it is.
Kelly, go off.
Okay. First 75% of this movie. Now, I know Rob Zombie said he wanted to make the violence brutal. He didn't want to make it exciting. Because, I mean, I get it. It's not really supposed to be. It's horrible. It's horrible to watch. It's just really, really shitty, right? But this is one of those movies where it does feel like it was... Like, I don't find the purpose in this. It was horrible. Like, I just... There's no... And the story's really loose. Like I said, once they get to, like, the brothel part towards the end, it's much easier to handle. But that whole... lead up to in the torturing and the hotel room. It feels like they're two different movies.
Okay.
And it's just, there are parts of that that are just like, we can do without. Like, I like Wendy running out into the street and getting hit by a bus. I hate the sexual assault. I hate the taking them out to the barn or, like, out into the desert and killing them. Like, I hate all of that. I don't like the storyline. I don't think it's very effective. Like, we already know they're brutal from the first movie. Mm-hmm. We don't need to iterate that in this way. I also feel like Otis, especially, feels like a completely different character than the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different. Baby's the same. Captain Spaulding's pretty much the same, but Otis feels like he's not even, like, related to who he was in the first movie, which I have a huge problem with.
See, I disagree.
I think he's different.
He has, I think it's more showing a different side of him than we saw in the first one.
And I
he's like still psychotic.
Oh, yeah, he's still psychotic. 100%.
And he's still a monster.
Yeah.
See, I disagree.
It just feels more personal, this film, than it did
and it was supposed to.
Which I don't like. This is not my horror film. This is not something I enjoy watching.
And that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I just disagree with you. And actually, a lot of people on the internet say that this is one of his better films, Rob Zombie's. Hmm. And I'm like, okay, House of a Thousand Corpses is up there. It's, yeah. It should be number one, agreed, in my opinion. Because it's hella good.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I find entertaining. I get what they were trying to go for, which in some movies I don't get what they were trying to go for, and then I read, I'm like, that didn't translate. This translated, whether that was effective or not, it still translated.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie did win quite a few awards with Fangoria and Scream Awards and all that. All the, you know, horror movie accepted award shows.
Yeah, I mean, it pushed the envelope.
Gonna at those Grammys. Oscars, there we go.
Oscars and, well, Grammys are
music as well, and they at Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
So, get everybody. So, our kill count is actually 20.
That's a lot of people.
Spoiler alert, they go bigger in the next one.
We'll have to talk about the next one, because the next
spoiler.
One is...
a little teaser.
It's just... I just don't like... This is just not it.
And it's not it for you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed to not like
I'm allowed something. To shit on this movie.
You're allowed. That's why we have this podcast.
Yes.
So let's go through our fun facts, now that you've gone off, girl. I don't have that many, because a lot of what they cover is throughout 30 days in the documentary.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of little things here and there, but...
Yeah, it's not like a full-on... It's more about, like, the process and stuff than it is about a whole lot of fun facts, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's more process than, like, oh, this little tidbit happened and this little tidbit.
Or, like, the way Rob Zombie creates his movies.
Right. So, Sherry Moon's brother made a cameo as a police officer in one of the opening shootout scenes. So that's kind of fun. And Rob Zombie pulled him into that scene because he knew he could handle firearms well.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. This ended up having about half the budget of the first film.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob Zombie was constantly looking for ways to save them money so that they could do things. Like, you've been seeing the documentary, he's talking to the costume designer. He's like, $900 for a pair of... Like, why?
Go to Goodwill.
Yeah, what the hell? It is what it is. I think he did fine. He said there was a lot of money just thrown around in the first film that he didn't realize wouldn't always be there, I think, in his other films.
I mean, that was with Universal money.
Yeah.
They gave him a shit ton of money, in my opinion.
They just threw money at things that they were like, well, we'll just put more money in and it'll be fine.
Yeah, so when he didn't have that anymore, he kind of... opened up his sense of what actual filmmaking for most people is.
Yep.
Otis has a line, "I am the devil and I am here to do the devil's work," is a slight altered version of a quote by one of the Manson family members, Tex, during his infamous Tate murders.
This Captain Spaulding's house, we didn't touch on this scene, but he does have a house at the very beginning of the film. They found...
forgot about that scene.
I don't like that scene either.
It's a weird scene, but he's having a dream of having sex with a really hot girl.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up to this unattractive individual, facially and personality-wise alike, who's just nagging him, and, like, he's just like, get away from me, woman.
Yeah, he's like, I don't.
He's not into it.
No, he's not at all. But they found his house kind of when they were scouting everything, and it was an old abandoned house that someone had created, like, contractor had made, in hopes that it was an up-and-coming area that they found out they couldn't get water to. So, it got abandoned, so it had, like, a bunch of stuff in it. They had to dress it up a little bit, but not much. And then right behind the house was rows and rows of chicken coops. So they used that as a set as well. And the chicken coops, they had, like, mummified chickens. Bunch of dead chickens.
Mummy chickens.
Mummy chickens, because it was so hot, they got all crispy. Someone needs to
make that a horror movie. Mummy chickens!
I'd watch it.
Cringemas! Someone make that movie and send it to us.
Yeah, well, then we'll watch it.
I want to be the first to review that movie. Someone make it, send it to us, we'll review it.
We'll watch Mummified Chicken.
Mummy chickens. From hell. Because everything's gonna have from hell. The Family Media Guide claims the word fuck and its variations are used 224 times. However, in multiple interviews and other sources, 560 is the count, is including the uncut version. Mm. So, yeah, and it blew out the last record, which was 470.
Which, like, to me is... I didn't feel that. It didn't feel like there was that many times it was said, but I guess it makes sense. Which is good, because sometimes you're in a movie and you're watching it and you're like, God, stop. Like, we don't... This was incorrect use of the word fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, this was, like... People ripping on each other.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't, like, forced.
No.
It was very, like, conversational.
Natural. Yeah. So Bill Moseley had a wig, so they had to shave his head.
Yep.
And then it's a very thin lace wig, so you can actually see his own scalp through it. Apparently one of Rob Zombie's pet peeves is bad wigs. And yes, Rob Zombie, I agree. Like,
it's a good wig. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was until...
It's a damn good wig.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this, I've seen the scene where he's just like, I'm just mourning the loss of my real hair.
Yeah. Yep.
The blue van's plate has the IKU, which actually translate to evil in Japanese.
Interesting.
I don't think I have any real, like, big fun facts.
I like this little one I saw when I was watching that special or whatever, in order to protect Kate Norby, who plays Wendy Banjo's feet when she runs on the gravel before she dies, they put, like, little sticky things on the bottom of her feet.
Nice. Good.
I was like, oh, I need me some of those. I have really sensitive feet, so not my kind of thing.
Rob Zombie also stated in an interview that this was one of the hardest films that he's created to have to try to cut down to an R rating.
I believe that.
I see it.
There was also, there's a whole scene where someone gets hit in the nuts, Roy, I think it is, by Otis. So, and there's, like, a rig. So that's actually, like, a stunt double swinging a club into someone's nuts. But there's basically a rig to protect that person so it doesn't actually hurt them. So when you just swing it with all your might and it looks real, because it basically is. But that victim is protected.
He can still have children.
Yeah, well, he's fine.
Do you have any other fun facts that you want to cover?
It was shot in 30 days, which is why 30 Days in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
I do recommend that documentary. I can only find, like, the first hour online, but it sounds like it's part of the Blu-ray.
Like, yeah, it's, like, 2 hours long.
Yeah, it's, like, two and a half, I think. Don't think I had anything else.
I have a 4.5 star review that was kind of, like... Did you really mean to put 4.5 stars based on the actual
review? Okay, hit me with it.
Backwoods Carnival Bloodbath Boogie slathered in a crusty sleaze. Filthy.
I like it.
It's accurate, but, like, did you like this movie?
Maybe they're just into that.
They are just into crusty sleaze.
I mean, I get it.
Backwoods Carnival Bloodbath Boogie slathered in a crusty sleaze.
Mm-hmm.
It's accurate. That is an accurate description of this movie.
It is. Do you have a bad review?
I don't. That was, like, one of the only, like, cool reviews I found. Everybody else was either, like, loving it or hating it. Like, to, like, the point where I'm like, okay, you need to calm down.
Yeah, you're...
You're just on here to be a dick.
Okay. That's fair.
So, I only put the funny reviews, or the entertaining reviews.
I have taglines.
Yes! Hit me with them.
Okay. Hell doesn't want them. Hell doesn't need them. Hell doesn't love them. This world rejects them.
But I love them.
I don't.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Someone has to love them.
They must be stopped. A tale of murder, mayhem, and revenge. Death walks behind. Hell waits ahead. This new film by Rob Zombie. This summer, go to hell, and then just go to hell.
You ready to grade this shit?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So, Christy and I have 5 questions that we both score on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score of 50 each and 100 total. It's just a way for us to rank our movies, and it's really just kind of preference, so please don't at me.
Yeah. All of our questions are based on our opinion.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Sometimes we'll finagle it based on, like, okay, I can see how it's supposed to be good, yeah. So, in our opinion, was it a good horror movie?
I gave this a 2.
I gave it a 7.
Okay.
It's downgraded from the first one, but I still found it entertaining.
So. Yeah.
How was the acting?
7.
10. Everybody's a professional actor on there. Everybody did a good job. Nobody bugged me.
All right.
Special effects.
7.
I gave it a 10. Just because, like, even though there was CGI, they did it in a way that it didn't bug me too much and I didn't catch it right away.
Okay.
So, usually if I catch it right away, then it's really bad.
Yeah.
But if I dig into it and then find out that it's bad and then go back and actually, like, look for it, that's different. So, if I'm not looking for it and I'm just watching it to watch it and I don't even notice it, it's fine.
Okay.
But if I'm going in there with...
With a fine-tooth comb.
With my judgmental beady eyes. Bitch, I see that CGI.
Yeah.
Compelling story or have interesting twists?
2.
I give it a 5. Because it's not like I said, it's just middle
of it. It's kind of scattered. Brained. It feels a little scatterbrained to me. It's a little bit hard to piece together. Like I said, there are parts of the movie that don't feel like they're the same movie as other parts.
Okay. Like I said, I thought it was just middle of the road, so. Character development and writing.
5.
I also gave it a 5.
Middle of the road.
So, I am at a 37.
And I'm at a 23.
Which is putting us at a 60, which is going in between... My Bloody Valentine and Gremlins.
Sweet. That's a weird thing. It's a weird place to put that
on. Yeah. Considering House of 1,000 Corpses is in our top 5.
Yeah.
And then this one just went all the way down to... Oh, where did it go? 39.
Jeez. Okay.
Like, that's how big of a jump these two movies have in between
And I know, like, I probably have a lot to do with that jump down.
That's fine.
I just don't love it.
It lost 10 points from the first movie.
Yeah. I
agree that it's a weaker movie.
I'm interested to see what you do for the third, because, like, I know what I did for the third, and, like, spoilers, I like the third movie more than I like the second. So.
I still find the third one entertaining, but I think it's the weaker of the three films.
That's fair.
Like, it's, like, House of 1,000 Corpses, and then a big jump down to Devil's Rejects, and then, like, right below it is 3 from Hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I almost wish, like, they just would have stayed with the first movie.
Originally, Zombie. Rob Zombie didn't want to do sequels. He hates sequels.
I completely get that, and I feel that a little bit.
Yeah. It has a little bit of that feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
People love it, though. Like I said, these are cult movies, cult following movies, so.
Annie Hoozles, yeah.
Yeah. So, Christy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug?
Go support your local haunted houses. I'm having a grand old time being spooky. When we're recording this, I've only done one night of spooks, but, like, those were some good. Let's see, I dropped 5 people, so they were so scared they fell to the ground, so that's what I mean when I say I dropped them.
Did your dad like it? Because he went to visit, right?
My dad had a great time. Good. He had a lot of fun.
Good.
My dad's also kind of a critic, like us, like, okay, well, you could have done better here or there, but it was still fun.
I'm
like, okay, Dad.
Fine, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. One lady almost pissed her pants. I know this because she announced it. I almost pissed myself. I was like, why didn't you? It makes for a better story.
Yeah.
I didn't reset in time to get one of the groups, like, in my jump scare.
Yeah.
And so he heard me cackling, and he was mocking me, and then I appeared to him. And since I don't like when people mock me.
No, that's rude.
So I charged him.
Oh, no.
With my new clacker gloves are currently being repaired on my hand as we record because I broke them the first night. So that's what they sound like. It sounds a lot better on the tin walls of my room.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I have, like, ridges in my tin. Okay. So it's just brrrr, oh, and it's, like,
fun.
It's a lot of fun. So he then sees me charging, and I'm making that sound, and I'm mad because he's, and he starts sprinting but doesn't pay attention and runs smack into the wall. I'm like, how'd that feel, buddy? And he's like, ow. I'm like, yeah, pay attention to where you're going.
Yeah. Did you have to check if he was okay?
He got up and walked out. He was fine.
Okay, okay.
He brushed it off. He didn't have, like, a concussion. He didn't have that far. He didn't have that much of an impact.
It was like he took two steps and wham.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
How
do you feel about, like, people talking to you?
I'm fine with that.
Because I do that all the time when I go in a haunted house.
I love that interaction. That means, like, you're getting something out of it, and I can feed off of your energy.
Yeah.
I had one little girl.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, 5 or 6.
Oh.
Oh, just wait.
What do you guys do with little kids?
So, I try to gauge how the kid is reacting.
Okay.
If they are bawling.
Oh, they don't want to be there.
And don't want to be there, I don't go after them.
Yeah.
At all. I don't acknowledge that they're there.
Yeah.
I go after the parents that brought them there.
Because they deserve it.
Correct. Now, this little girl, she also had a bigger sister, like, 3 years older.
Okay, so we have, like,
so she's, like, 5 or 6, and, like, 8 or 9.
Okay.
Maybe close to 10. So make that kind of difference. And the older sister, bawling.
Aww.
Not, like, bawling, but, like, she's noticeably, scared. Like, shaking, and she's trying to, like, power through
it. Yeah.
So she's paying attention to her surroundings a lot.
Okay.
So I do my jump scare. I didn't see them right away. So I do my jump scare, I do my cackle. The 5 or 6-year-old looks at me, she's like, I really like your hair. It looks all fluffy. And, like, I have these big pigtails that are teased.
Yeah.
They are teased and they hurt to get out, but, like, it adds to the effect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like yours too. Because I'm a cannibal country girl. I'm like, I like yours too. You know what? You so sweet. I'm going to eat your sister instead. And she's like, good. And she just keeps walking.
Good.
Yeah!
We know.
And the sister's just like, no! The dad is losing his mind. It was a good time.
That sounds really cute.
Now, I did also get hit on 3 times.
What?
Oh, yeah. So, guys. And women. All of you. You are not going to get anywhere with haunt actors. We are trying to scare you. This is our job.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to set ourselves up for any way for you to touch us.
Yeah.
To try to have any sort of sexual encounters.
It's like walking up to a cashier at a Starbucks and hitting on them.
Exactly. So, 2 people, it was more like nervous reaction.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I get those.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's okay. But one guy stops and asks for my number.
No!
My response, because I'm a dumb redneck girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, does it look like I know how to count?
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, what's your number? I said 2. And he was getting nothing out of me.
Oh, no.
Now, I also had 2 women come into my room.
Okay.
That were also hitting on one of the guys in the junkyard, mm-hmm, that's leading up to my room. And they asked to touch my hair. No. Absolutely not. I have no idea what your intentions are. You are not allowed to touch me. That is against our policy.
That's also a weird thing to ask.
Right. But, like, for my safety.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
No one is going to touch me.
Yeah.
Because if you in my room, if you managed to go through the bars to grab a hold of my hair, and if you pulled, I would go face first into my bars.
Oh, that would hurt.
And they're rusted and everything like that for the effect. It's fake rust. But, like, no.
No.
Get out also, of my room.
I don't know about you, but I'm going through a haunted house. I don't want to be touched, and I don't want to touch you.
Exactly.
The only people I want to be touched by are the people I'm holding hands with.
So, those are my friends. Now, some haunts do allow the monsters, but, like, for our haunt, we go after ankles or, like, hair. You see us. We're not sneaking up behind you and pulling your hair.
Yeah.
We're like, ooh. Like,
yeah, or, like,
grabbing, like, a strand.
Touch on the ankles or something like that.
Something very subtle that's not going to cause you injury, us injury.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Just something to spook you a little bit.
Yep.
But to... First off, I am happy that she asked and didn't just go for it. But still, follow the rules of your haunt.
And do you then have to stay in character for that too?
Mm-hmm.
Yike.
Okay. I cannot break character. Even when I have to tell people to get off of their phones.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, are people in there for losing it as a flashlight? Is that what they're doing?
No, they're trying to record.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't just enjoy the experience.
No. The only time that we as actors break character is if there is a medical emergency.
Or, like...
Or a fire.
Or is it like, have you ever had someone that's been like, I need to step out of this haunted house, I can't? Mm-hmm. Do you break character then, too?
We stay in character voice and, like, mannerisms and walk, but we safely lead them to the closest exit.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have a lot of safety rules, like, I have a fire extinguisher in my room.
Yeah.
Like, and we also have a fire alarm everywhere that also, once it's pulled, it will send a message to our security, and there is a kill switch. And they hit that kill switch, everything shuts down, all the lights go up.
Okay.
And there's a announcement like, hey, make your way to the next exit. The person in your room will lead you there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our...
You have a bunch of exits, I think.
We have tons of exits.
Yeah.
Because that's how we get in and out as well, if we need to
leave.
But like I said, just be respectful, follow the rules of your haunts.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, as an actor, hate it when people mock me, hit on me. I get hit on the most in haunt makeup, and that's just like, why? Excuse you? I look pretty? Like, yes!
I don't know.
Slay! Literally, get out of my room.
No, it's not it. It's
no.
Not
it. Like, that's also the same with, like, my friend Lori. She is closer to 40,
mm-hmm.
I want to say. Sorry, Lori, if you're listening. But, like, she doesn't look it at all. But she gets hit on a lot as well in haunt makeup. And also by teenagers. She's just like, I'm old enough to be your mother. Go away.
Also, just don't.
I'm like, even I am close enough.
Like I said, I get the nervous thing because, like, I'm a nervous person in a haunted house. But I also don't hit on people. Like, it's not my nature.
The two girls were trying to get kisses from the guys in the junkyard. And the guys in the junkyard are just like, okay, they're hot, but this is my job.
Yeah.
Please leave.
Like, no.
If this was any other situation, yeah, I'd go for it. But this is my job.
Yeah.
Go away.
Well, and then you make it a bad experience for them, too. Like, the people that are haunting.
Yeah. It makes us very uncomfortable.
It would make me uncomfortable. I
Now, depending on, like, the actor or the situation or the scene, sometimes sexual comments come out. Like,
mm-hmm.
We have a strip club bar. And we have... Cookie, who is the stripper.
Yeah.
And we have Nipples, who is a bigger, larger-than-life individual.
Mm-hmm.
He makes sexual comments about himself.
Okay.
Nothing we say is targeting negatively or sexually towards our customers.
Yeah,
that makes
sense.
It is either geared towards ourselves or us, like... Since I'm a cannibal, I'm like, oh, you all look delicious. Like,
yeah, but
I'm going to eat you.
Yeah, that's...
But it's not, like, going
not
after
sexual.
Anyone's appearance. No. It's not sexual. It's just...
Yeah.
My character, she eats people. And she found dinner. So...
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. So, that's my spiel on The Haunt. I'm sure I'll have more stories as the weeks go on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm super excited for. Kelly's gonna come visit.
Yes, I'm nervous.
You're always nervous.
I struggle waiting in line, and I don't like to be touched. Like, I don't like people really getting up in my face all that much, so it does... Oh, it just makes me nervous just thinking about it. I'm, like, really anxious about it. Like, there's part of me that is really excited because I do have a really good time. I just, like, I also have trouble with confined spaces, and that's essentially what a haunted house is.
Yeah. So our first two haunts are very, like, constrictive, yeah. And then the one that I'm in, it's very open.
Oh, and the one other thing two other things I hate. I hate strobe light rooms. They make me really, it's just very hard for me to focus in mm-hmm. one. And then I hate chainsaws.
And we have several clowns with chainsaws.
I hate chainsaws. It goes back to, like, I went to a haunted house for the first time in middle school. And there was a guy with a chainsaw at the very, very end of this. And he was chasing people with it. I mean, obviously it didn't have a blade or anything on it. But I just, ever since then, I can't do it, man. Chainsaws freak me out.
I love our clowns.
Are they out in the... Some of them I know are out and about within the waiting line, so... Yep.
And also, you'll get to see Julius.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Julius, though.
So, Julius is the character of Jason, who was a guest when we did Scream.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming down and working with the haunt that I'm currently at, because we've worked on other haunts, but he's coming down and joining our family. And he shows up as Julius. He hands me a little a little lollipop.
I saw
as
that.
He do. Oh. And he's messing with people. He knows nobody there. So he picks up this, like, fake plant.
Oh, no.
And he just stands in the middle of the actor house hiding behind it. And just peeking out. And not interacting with anybody else. Just peeking out. And people are just like, the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Because he didn't show up to, like, the workshops or anything because he's coming from a long distance. So, okay. Like, this is everybody's first
night of the haunt.
The haunt and seeing him who don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just a riot.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Is he...
He'll be in the clown area.
Okay. God, I hate clowns.
Yeah, he'll be in the red and white maze.
I don't have to find my way through it, right?
No.
Good.
It's self-explanatory.
Thank God.
It's labeled as a maze because it feels like it, but it's really not a maze.
Thank God, because I've been through
it. It was there last year.
Yeah, okay. Nothing in that haunted house is like a maze. I can't do mazes. I've been trapped in a maze at a haunted house, and that was not fun. That was panic-inducing.
Oh, was that at Feargrounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that room either. I'm glad I didn't work it.
Oh, man, no.
But if you want to see, my spooky face, because I've been posting all of my photos of my friends and myself in our haunt get-ups and mm-hmm. makeup, you can go find that on my Instagram at Lilith_Hilltopple.
Mm-hmm.
I also promote for the podcast over there, so feel free to follow and like all my spooky stuff, and mm-hmm. if you have suggestions of what, like, Buttons needs to add to her aesthetic, I'm all ears. Buttons needs some, like, accessories. Like, I'm thinking about getting some, like, ripped up flannel bows for her hair.
We could talk about
and
that.
Some bandanas on herself. Ooh. And some extra buttons, because she's buttons. So, like, maybe the buttons are, like, from her victims, like, that she stole off their clothes. That, like, that's kind of fun. But anyways, and if you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yeah, go visit my sister's Instagram at Danny Draws Dragons. Her name is Danielle. She also did Annihilation with us on the podcast.
Yep. And if you want to join in on the conversation with both Kelly and I, give us any movie suggestions, mm-hmm. any reviews or things that we can do better, anything like that, you can reach out to us at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast on Facebook. We have a wonderful group over there. And also we post any major issues with podcasts over there if we have an emergency.
We almost had an emergency last week.
And also at Twitter at AnNerved. Mm-hmm. You can DM us, give us movie suggestions over there.
Yep.
Again, we're pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
We'll accept any criticism or, like, reviews or, like, oh my gosh, you did this movie. Like, hit us with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going into 2023 and we're going to need new movies.
Yes. Hell yes.
Hell yeah. So, okay, now that we've all, We almost had an issue last week.
Yeah.
Where, like, the audio almost didn't load.
I don't know what happened, but basically I go to do the description on the podcast like I do, and it had 24 minutes, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
We recorded for like an hour.
And I had to text Christy. I was like, Christy, it's 24 minutes.
And I was on a date.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Well, he was like, it's okay, we'll get dinner.
We'll figure it out.
We'll pick up your laptop and we'll assess the situation. Yeah. If we need to do an emergency podcast, you and I will quick do an episode of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's perfect. That would have been fine.
Yeah, because we were going to watch Hocus Pocus that night.
So,
yes, thank you to my wonderful partner
for
helping keeping me calm.
Sorry, I didn't know. I was like, I have to
and
text
offering
her.
To be... No, I'm glad you did. And offering to, be an emergency guest if that came to it.
That is actually a good backup. We should even just me and you record a few like backup episodes if we ever have that issue.
Yeah, we should, like,
when we have time.
We have time to do what we currently do. But yeah, so that's where all our stuff is. Yep. Again, stay extra safe.
Yep.
The weather is changing. Colds will be coming back, but enjoy the fall weather nonetheless.
Yeah, and stay spooky.
Extra spooky.
Get you your
It's October! Yes! Oh, hot take. I am mad. I went to Walgreens today, went down the Halloween section, half of it was already Christmas. I'm like, no! It's not even October when we're recording this! No!
Yeah.
Unhappy! Yeah. Mm. That's my rant.
I understand.
I'm sure all of you feel that as well. But otherwise, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for the final episode of the Firefly Trilogy.
Woohoo!
Bye! Bye.